Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. whatever your mama think I am. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, a.k.a. Jason Madison, and Juju Gotti. What's up, fellas?
What if my mama think badly of you? That's not fair. You're not what our mamas think.
Hey, man, sometimes, man. You know, I got that glow, man. Little kids smile at me,
that's
man.
That's a lot of AKAs.
And aunties want to hang up. And aunties want to hug me, man. You know, I take it.
When'd you get all those AKAs?
Sigma. When y'all said I was capping, man, I had to add it. I had to own the big cap. I earned it, man.
I appreciate it.
Shouts to Jason Madison firing up. This is a drug-friendly podcast.
Hey. Yes, indeed. Whatever your advice is.
Parent is not here. We act the fool when the parent's not here.
All right. If you do crack, light that motherfucker up right now.
I ain't condoning crack. I might be against crack, Juju. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, so speaking of drug of choice, man, it's been a mushroom summer.
Black people love mushrooms now, man. Black people love the shrooms. We have converted from weed to shrooms. I used to see weed at every function, every party. Niggas was smoked out. Now every time I go out, everybody's on the shroom. That's the wave. Niggas have converted. Mm-mm. It is what it is.
I'm good.
Jerv is the only man playing safe. So at this point, right, how do you find your trusted shroom connect?
I know some girls. Salute to my sister Brandy and my sister Danielle. They sell CBD, and that's their lifestyle. And they also are coaches through mushrooms, so they sit there with you. Like, they're not doing it. They do, like, if you want to do mushrooms for the first time, you pay them, and they sit there and coach you through it. You feel me? So I took my talents to goddamn them. You feel me? Like, every time I fuck with them, you got to know.
Yeah, I don't think Jerv has an answer because he doesn't do
this is too much, bro. I just want to crush something up, put it in the bone, and keep it moving. Like, all this, I got to get coached through, huh?
Right. Nah, you got to get coached through. It's just in case. Like, you know, sometimes you start tripping.
See, my nigga, it's that part right there that I'm cool on. It's the in case.
Yeah.
Right. Jerv, do you panic? Are you like a person in your head, overthinker?
Yeah, I'm definitely an overthinker sometimes.
You might not be the strong friend. You're not the strong friend.
But here's the thing. I think it all depends on the environment. I've had a bad trip before, but I've had mostly great trips. And through my bad trip, it actually taught me what not to do when I'm fucking with shrooms. And so I feel like I have a great list of items that people should and should not do when they're fucking with shrooms. Hey. If anybody's listening to this podcast, I'm going to give you my do's and don'ts for shrooms.
We was
already locked in. Everybody locked in. All right, go ahead, Jason.
All right. So you definitely want to be around people you fuck with. You know, if this is the first time or first couple of times, people you trust, people you fuck with, because you can, like Trey said, you can get some anxiety, right? So that's the number one. You want to have water on deck. Preferably, you don't really want to be drinking like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not like something you mix with a bunch of alcohol. That's not going to increase your high at all. It's just going to fuck your body up because mushrooms are a fungus, so they're really kind of doing a number on your insides this whole time. Another thing, you don't want to eat a lot of crazy food for this same reason. So I try to stay away from red meat or like a big dinner or anything like that before I do shrooms. Also, time of the day. So I think the best time of the day is like close to sunset, because really you want to be experiencing like something beautiful outside. You don't want the temperature to be too hot or too cold. And if you feel like going outside, which often you might, you want to be able to do that comfortably. So that's, I think, the best time of the day for you to do it. In addition to the water, you also might want to be around water. So you might want to be around a pool or the ocean, something that you could stick your toes in and feel a little like comfortable. Because once you feel in this vibe, you're going to want to feel one with the earth and the elements and all of that in a special kind of way. So you want to allow yourself to get that full level of enjoyment if you can. You know what I'm saying? And then the other element, and I think like one of the main elements, is that you want to have some good music, you know?
Boom.
If you can have some fire music, whatever that is, you know what I'm saying? If you in the house, R&B, dance, hip hop, whatever your jam is, you want that motherfucker playing on 1,000. And so if you can get in a space where you're not gonna be where people gonna tell you to turn your music down, or you're gonna feel encumbered anyway by playing loud music, like that's gonna be get you in the best mind space. So those are my best advices of do's. And then the don'ts is kind of the counter to that. I keep my phone off. I don't watch TV for the most part. I've watched a movie on shrooms. It's cool, but it's not the best thing. Don't be around strange motherfuckers. Don't be around big crowds. Don't mix it with other drugs if you can, you know. It's not something to mix with Molly and Coke and all that other shit. It's good with weed. Everything works with weed.
I was going to say, I follow with weed.
Everything works with weed. So that's just like a precursor to all this. Weed should, you know, help you eat, help you sleep, help you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, weed is there to pair with almost every element of life. So
we've referenced so many drugs on this show so far.
I think that's the best like list of do's and don'ts for the most part. And then I was just ended by saying my best experience with shrooms, even though my stomach did get fucked up at the first part. So like I had like the actual shrooms, we put them in like mashed potatoes, ate them. It was me and my homie, her like a chick, and then her homegirl. We were at my apartment. So we're watching 2001, A Space Odyssey on mute. But then we got Sade playing in the background.
Right.
And there's a moment in the movie where the astronaut nigga is like going through time and space.
Spoiler alert.
Right. And the Sade, like, I think it was the Love Deluxe album was playing, and it was like either Pearls or Like a Tattoo or like one of those like slow jam songs. And the niggas going through time and space and Sade singing. And I swore, I was like, I saw the face of God. It was crazy. So that was my best experience. So, you know, if you want to get some visuals going with the music, I think that's a good thing too. And and then fruit. Fruit is a good thing to eat if you want to eat something like strawberries, grapes, apples, things of that nature, pineapples, whatever. Do your jam. So, yeah, that's my do's and don'ts for shrooms.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Nice.
Yo, I had a beautiful experience about 2 weeks ago. Look at Jer. Jer cannot believe all the shit he got to go through.
That whole entire list, the do's and don'ts, I could have rolled up, sparked the joint. I could have had a whole joint.
Nah. That's just because Jason, he's trying to break it down for the crowd. He could have gave us that. We partying right now, brother. Don't shit on Jason.
No. I'm just saying, there's so much stuff not to do.
Bruh,
you know what I tell you not to do? If you get high for the first time, hey, just be around people you know.
That's universal, bro. That's the only rule.
That's the only rule to weed. Be around people you know. Don't take weed from strangers.
But shrooms is a little different than weed. But I still think that you're right. Like, my biggest shit with that is I just want to be around people that I don't have to worry about at all. And the rest of it was cool. I watched like YouTube music, like a clip, like you know them. The techno kids and all that, they be
playing. Yeah, like the lo-fi joint.
Right. It'd be like some shit where the nigga traveling through a whole bunch of shit for like 2 hours. That shit playing on the screensaver, just in case you want to lock in on that shit. And like you said, the best music is you want to play that motherfucker. And I was chilling. Like, I'm chilling, bro. You feel me? I think Shroom is about, to me it is, it's about like, when I'm doing Shrooms, I don't have control, and the moment I get the control back, I feel like I can do anything. You feel me? I feel like I'm super, like right now y'all looking at Clark fucking Kent. I put my glasses on today, you feel me? And I got the ball, that's all. But y'all looking at Clark Kent right now, because there is nothing on the entire world that I can't do it right now. I promise to God, watch. Shrooms. Weed don't do that. Weed make you be worried about shit. You feel me? Weed had me second guessing my ideas and shit and insecure and thinking I'm not fine.
Yeah, Jerf. I think like the euphoria, the feeling of like Juju said, like that you could just conquer anything and like all your ideas is fire and like you funny as fuck and you just like enjoy the way you embody that energy. And like, no, I'm just saying like you do. Okay. But I'm saying you don't know the level you could get to is all I'm saying.
You
haven't seen the level that you could feel and could get to until you fuck with that. I'm not trying to push it on you. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah. Listen.
That you
niggas know where I'm at with the shrooms, baby. Like, you know what I mean? I'm chilling them. I do have a scenario in my mind where it might take a shroom. You know what I mean? I got a slight scenario in my mind. And that's one of them joints where it's like, hey, listen, got to do what I got to do. I got to keep the party going. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it would have to be the perfect. You know what I mean? Other than that, you know, this, you know, these, this, whatever the newest flavor, you know what I mean? Whatever they come out with.
There's a reason all the ladies are getting down. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know the
Listen,
vibe.
The ladies do a lot of things that I don't do, my brother. They can do the shrooms. I'm right there.
Hey, I've been using the psilocybin basically for a different reason. But how Juju explained it, I found something else in it. Like, I originally was suggested by my therapist so I can start crying and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm too like this. Yeah. Like, nigga, I don't cry and all that other shit. And it's like, nigga, I genuinely can laugh. Like you said, it's lack of control. So like, nigga, the funniest shit, it be feeling like you tickled, a bunch of shit going on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like 2 weeks ago, I watched.
Yo, I trip out if I just saw you giggling. If I saw you giggling, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is going on with this nigga?
You'll know I'm cooked. You know I'm cooked. So in this situation, I watched the 1983 Prince and the Revolution live at the Carrier Dome. When I tell you I was like shedding tears, bro, and then it was a moment where niggas was just talking so much because I was doing the shit with the homies. We was talking so much and bouncing ideas off each other that the homie just threw on jazz music randomly. Nigga, that shit was euphoric, nigga. I thought I could solve motherfucking rocket science or some shit. You feel me? Like, I came down, and I think the best shit to do, or the best advice I got from that situation was like, whenever you got an idea, write it down. Because it's just like a dream. It's like, nigga, you'd be so hyper-focused. Like, nigga, I was getting frustrated. Like, nigga, I'm like, the thing about shrooms is like, nigga, you can stop. You can't stop it, but you can stop it. Like, if you want to continue this thing. Because once you go out and something that negs you out, you snap out of it. And you like, fuck. But if you want to stay in that mode, you look down, you like, nigga, it was 6 hours. Like, how the fuck did I get here? But I was enjoying it so much. So in that particular moment, nigga, I was able to write a fucking short film. I was able to do some other shit. And I'm like, I don't know if I want this for the rest of my life, but I like this little feeling I'm getting once a week-ish when I want to be creative. So, if you want to get a shroom journey, go for it. If you don't and you want to just smoke weed like Jerv, that's cool too.
Right. And then I'll say too, like, I think a lot of people are scared of hallucinating. A lot of people hear shit like that, like, oh, you're going to hallucinate and all that. Like, I've never hallucinated. You know, I see maybe like the colors are brighter. Things are a little bit more brilliant. It's a little more 4K, 8K, whatever. But I've never like taken shrooms or really any drug for that matter and like seen another person or seen some a flying pizza. Like, that shit has never happened to me. So I don't know about the whole hallucination aspect. I'm sure other people are more predisposed to having hallucinations and that's why it's talked about, but I don't think that happens to everybody.
And that's a wrap, man. This has been an amazing episode. For Juju, for Jay Skills, for Big Jerv, I'm your host, Black Jesus, aka Big Cap, aka Black Trey. Hopefully we get Amin back. Last time I checked, he was in the line at White Castle. So until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.